This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Fiona and Michael.
Hello.
Now, the next segment that we have for you is a pre-record, actually, which was the interview with Jacinta Allan, the Premier of Victoria, and Nina Taylor, the member for
Albert Park,
who came to the Victorian Pride Centre. Well, Jacinta had never been here before, and this was an interview that was done live, done during the week with Paul Horwell, our esteemed panellist and Joy board member. So tune in, everyone, and hear Jacinta and Nina chat with Paul.
Now, don't adjust your sets. This is Paul from Weekend Breakfast here on Joy, and I've jumped into the studio to take over from Dixie and Danny on this wonderful Wednesday morning because we've got a very, very special couple of guests who've joined us here at the Victorian Pride Centre, and I wanted to have a chat with them, and I thought you'd want to listen too. So, a very warm welcome to Victorian Premier Jacinta Allan. Good morning to you, Jacinta.
Good morning, Paul. It's fabulous to be here.
And with our member for Albert Park, Nina Taylor. Hi, Nina.
Hello, thank you so much for having me here today.
It's great to have you. Now, you've both come in to take a look around the Victorian Pride Centre. What do you think, Jacinta?
Oh, it's a magnificent building. It's magnificent in terms of its architectural design and the really careful thought that's gone into each element of the design, the acknowledgement of Indigenous culture, how that has then been incorporated into all of the important functions, because whilst the building is stunning and fabulous, it's what goes on inside that makes it really important. And having it as a place, whether it's for this fabulous Joy studio that we're in here at the moment, Paul, or also to all the important services and organisations that are based here. And can I say that if I can give a shout out to the little highlight
of
seeing the Australian Queer Archives, having that sort of permanent base for history to be recorded, stored, and then understood and remembered, and where appropriate, celebrated, is really, really important. And I think that's another element that makes this wonderful Pride Centre an even more special and important building.
It is. We are very lucky to be here. And I think one of the things you picked up on there is exactly how we feel as a queer community, is that having all of our peers and colleagues in one building at the same time means you've got a camaraderie. You can see people and you can speak to people who are sharing the same experiences as you. So it's a wonderful place, and we're very delighted to be a part of it here at Joy. Now, while we've got you here, we're going to ask you some serious questions.
Of course.
Now, we know our community has been very well supported by the Andrews government, and certainly, you know, on here in Joy, Martin Foley and the former minister as well, Dick Wynne, were also great supporters of Joy. We've now got that coming through in spades from Minister Harriet Shing and also from Steve Demopoulos. So we're very keen to find out. Our communities are very diverse. We've got a lot of intersectionality with people with different needs and different identities. How is your government going to ensure that policies and programs continue to be inclusive and considerate of everyone in our big, wide rainbow community?
Well, Paul, as you really generously ran through, I come to this role on the shoulders of the work of those individuals and the collective work that's come before us in terms of making sure that whether it's investments like Pride, investments like in the Pride Centre, investment in programs, but most importantly, supporting the community has been a feature of our work as part of the Labor government and movement for a very long time. And for me, how I will carry forward that work and build on that work will remain centred on making sure that we're continuing to listen to communities. And by listening and understanding, and whether it's here in the Pride Centre, I'm from a regional centre in Bendigo, and making sure that we have inclusivity of all voices from people from across the community, no matter where they live, or indeed to some of the issues that people may be confronted with. It's important that by listening, but then taking that into action. And that's where an important signpost was the release of our Pride strategy. That was informed by voices from the LGBTIQ+A community. And that is what we'll certainly intend to carry forward. And it's important it's important, and I mentioned the archives before, we've got a lot to learn about from history. We've got to learn from that, understand how we can do better, and particularly the responsibility that sits for those of us who have elected roles, and particularly when we sit on the government benches, there's a responsibility that comes with that.
That's a great answer. Thank you. So Nina, maybe I might cross to you for this next one, just to give Jacinta a break there. But how can organisations like JOY help the government grow the diversity of voices across our community, and particularly out from the metropolitan areas into the regions?
Well, I think you are a really important portal, a really important mechanism, a safe and supportive mechanism that is really literally giving a voice to our beautiful cross-section of our community. And yes, it is just as important as in regional areas, of course, as it is in the city or the inner city that we like to call it here in our area of Albert Park as well. So I think this is what probably is at the essence also of the Pride Centre itself. It's meant to be a safe place, a welcoming place, and a place that everyone can just be themselves.
Yeah, and hopefully we are here. And you'll see that in spades as you come through the centre today. And Jacinta, back to you. Just looking ahead, what are your government's priorities and goals for advancing the LGBTI rights and inclusion in the coming years? What can we expect from the Jacinta government?
Well, as I mentioned before, it'll be built on that foundation of listening. And I think there's three key areas of priorities that we need to carry forward in this immediate period. The first is centred around supporting and strengthening the mental health supports across the community. And that's where the Rainbow Tick program is really important, and continuing to roll that out. Also to the Pride in Ageing program as well, as we support our more mature members of the community to continue to be proud as they age. And I think, as we're seeing with some more recent reports just in the last couple of days that have come out at a federal level, the challenge of how we support our ageing population is a really big one, and making sure particularly for the queer community that is done respectfully and appropriately. And then finally too, continuing to celebrate and partner and support our queer community. I was really proud to lead the Pride March a few weeks ago. If I can give another little shout out, it's the Bendigo Pride Festival that I'll be popping into this weekend in Bendigo. And that's important to both provide support for people in local communities, but it also sends a really big and important message about inclusivity and why it's important that we continue to work really hard on that message of respect and understanding as we work through sometimes some challenges, but also too a lot to celebrate with the queer community.
It's great. And certainly we, on behalf of our community, we're delighted to get the support both at the Pride March here we have in Fitzroy Street, but also Victoria's Pride that we have on the north side, which is also a bit of a party for our community as well. So thank you for investments in those. We're out of time, unless you want to hang on and do some more with us. We can carry on talking
What does this team of advisors and assistants tell us, Paul? Are we going to get into trouble, both of us?
We need to go. Can I say a very big thank you for dropping into JOY today? It's lovely to see you both. Please come back and see us. Saturday Magazine is our flagship show here on JOY. And we'd love to have both you, Jacinta, and also Nina,
yes,
back on a regular basis with some of your other colleagues that we also interview time to time. And it'd be great to have a longer conversation with you.
That'd be delightful. Thank you, Paul.
Great. Thanks for coming to JOY. Take care. That was the Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen there, and the member for Albert Park, Nina Taylor.
Thanks for listening to another JOY podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, JOY. Help us keep JOY on air. Head to joy.org.au. JOY, a diverse sound for a diverse community.